Big Screen, Little Screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's Big Screen, Little Screen, the show where we take a look at what you can watch this week, staying on that small screen. If you are ready to stay inside, we've got two great shows for you to watch. And Susie Lyon is about to tell us all about them. I'm Kat Cullen, ready to find out what we can watch. Let's go. Susie, you have got the first one that we're going to look at. It's on Sky Show. It's called The Tattooist of Auschwitz. Wow, what a title.
Yeah. Hi, Kat. How you doing? I have this new one for you, which drops this week on Sky Show. It is a limited series, so make sure you go to Sky Show to catch it. The Tattooist of Auschwitz is a new drama series set in the concentration camp during the Holocaust and follows the story of the man tasked with tattooing the identification numbers on Jewish prisoners as they enter the camp. While doing this, he meets a young woman, Gita, and the two fall in love and fight to find the light in the darkest of places. Based on the real-life story of Slovakian Jew Lael Sokolov and adapted from the book of the same name, this new TV series is available exclusively on Sky Show.
Let's have a snippet from the trailer.
So this is a love story.
Oh, oh. Welcome to Auschwitz.
I am now in charge of you.
Tattoo people. It's not something I can do. Every time I open my eyes, I am still there. I found something there. Someone.
This one is starring Jonah Howard King, Anna Prochniak, Melanie Lynskey, Harvey Keitel, and Jonas Ney.
So this is all based on a real life story. I mean, obviously, the circumstances are true to life, but the actual characters, did this happen? Is this one person or two people's true love story?
Yeah, it's an interesting take because this is based on a novel of the same name, but it is based on a real life story. Even the part about a New Zealander meeting Lael and him retelling his story of the love of his wife and their incredible story after meeting at the concentration camp during World War II. So Sokolov relocated to Australia in 1948 and he did not talk about his past with anyone until his wife's death. It was this story that he told to Heather Morris, which inspired that novel, The Tattooist of Auschwitz. So while the story is based on a real life story, there are liberties which make this book not a historical retelling. And you can actually watch some of those videos of her interviewing him on YouTube.
Oh, wow. Okay. So yes, when you fancy doing the deep dive to find out more about the relevant history and the story behind the limited series that is out there for you. You have a little note to mention on the music of this. I saw that it was Hans Zimmer.
Yeah, the music's a big deal in this show. It's firstly Hans Zimmer, who did Interstellar, Dune and The Lion King. He composed the score for this limited series, and you could hear some of that through the trailer, which just sounds just so haunting and amazing. But on the 25th of April, I've got a mouthful for you, Emmy, Grammy, Oscar and Tony Award-winning singer, songwriter, actress, writer and director Barbara Streisand, she released her brand new song, Love Will Survive, which is the end title for this series.
Okay, so that one is The Tattooist of Auschwitz and it is on Sky Show, a limited series. You can catch it this week. If you would like to pick up a 7-day free trial for Sky Show, head to our website worldradio.ch/bigscreen/little screen. You can jump through there. We'll give you a link directly to where you can get that 7-day free trial and you can hopefully catch that show. Let's just look at something a tad lighter for a second. On Netflix, there is what looks like a very light and bubbly and fun show called Unfrosted.
Yeah, this one is out on Netflix this week, and you're absolutely right. It is a total left turn from the previous show. This one is set in Michigan in 1963, which is the year before Pop-Tarts hit grocery store shelves. So this is a Jerry Seinfeld-directed movie, and it tells the story of the cutthroat race to invent the Pop-Tart. So Jerry Seinfeld not just directs, he stars too as Bob, a Kellogg's employee who wants to be the one who brings Kellogg's into international breakfast cereal fame. This movie has a huge cast and many comedians are joining Jerry. There's Melissa McCarthy, Amy Schumer, Peter Dinklage, Bill Burr, Jim Gaffigan. This one hits the small screens on Netflix on the 3rd of May and looks to be an oddball comedy that's got a great cast, great concept, And now I'm hungry for a Pop-Tart.
Right? I know. I haven't thought about those for years. And now I think I want one. Let's have a snippet from the trailer.
Major news from the breakfast world. The Post Cereal Company has reportedly invented a shelf-stable fruit pastry breakfast product.
No.
Yeah.
Boy.
The important thing is the name.
Fruit Magoos! What?
No.
Heat 'em up and eat 'em ups!
No sale.
Oblong nibblers.
Is this a joke?
And spoiler alert, I believe they call it a Pop-Tart at the end.
Yeah, this, I think so.
This one's certainly a nice bit of light relief after having watched The Tattoo of Auschwitz, I think. So those are the two shows that we took a look at today. The Tattooist of Auschwitz is on Sky Show. And a reminder, Unfrosted is your light relief on Netflix. Both of those available for you this week. Susie, thank you so much for telling us what we can watch for big screen, little screen. We'll catch you again next week.
You're welcome, Kat. See you then.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.